All right, Lars Lindstrom, well, look, man, you can't win them all. You didn't win everything today, but pretty damn good day for you guys.
Yeah, no, awesome day. I think rolling into this with Jet, you know, having the perfect season last summer, everyone totally expected him to do it again. And, I mean, it really came out the way everyone predicted, didn't it? Other than Chase was, you know,
on first moto?
Well, I mean, first moto, Chase crashed, so it wasn't really fair, right? Like, and then whatever.
Oh, you mean as far as Jet being there, then Chase chasing him, and then a little gap?
I think everybody expected Jet to win and Chase to get second.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, how close he was he going to be or whatever like that. But, I mean, obviously Chase is awesome, you know. So the race, that second race was definitely a nail-biter. Real similar last year, I guess.
So was Jet maybe not happy with pushing his bike as much as he wanted?
Yeah, I think he was a little bit uncomfortable today with some of the settings.
Because it looked to me like, no disrespect to Chase, but I'm like, this dude's cruising right now, just doing what he could. I don't feel like he was really laying it down.
Yeah, I mean, you know how this track is, too. You know, like it's edgy. Nobody loves this track because of the conditions that just happened, even though I think they did a great job and the weather was sweet. But, yeah, so he wasn't really too stoked with the bike all day, to be fair, to be honest. And we've got a little work to do. We haven't done much testing at all with him, and I know it makes it seem really easy to just go, hey, last year use that same bike, but there are some new components, and especially in the suspension, that just we're not going to be able to change, you know, because that's how it was in Supercross. But we've kind of worked around it and got it to where we thought it was even better. But I think on this condition, we still got some work to do. I think for us, or for me personally, the bigger story was Hunter, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I had a lot of confidence that he was going to be a third-place guy. I just didn't know if he was going to be, like, you know, 5 seconds behind or, like, 25 seconds behind those guys. And that second moto, man, he was pinning it. And the starts, you know, were phenomenal. So I'm super, super excited for him. And, I, you know, just if he's this good on his first 450 outdoor, I'm pumped to see how he's going to be the rest of the series.
Yeah, I'm with you. We were talking about, hey, just flip a coin between Hunter, Justin Cooper, Dylan Ferrandis, and they'll be third.
Yeah,
he was ahead of those guys, so that's a good thing. I think the surprise, though, was Chance. I told him this was his best professional race he's done, and he agreed with me. He was really good.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, I totally agree with you. Although, thinking back, you know, before he got hurt, he did, you know, last year's Nationals. He did get a third at Colorado in that second moto, and then he was leading at High Point before he, you know, tipped over, whatever he did. But, yeah, no, super, super happy for him and pumped. Mainly because he's finishing the moto strong.
Yeah.
Like, he was there. He was charging. I know he's got speed and can do it. It was just cool to see him do it, you know. Like, and, I'm pumped for him. Hopefully he can keep going and just be a top five guy the rest of the summer, you know.
Joe fell in that second moto?
Yeah, I think he ran into it. I think he almost took out Chance, actually.
Okay.
Apparently Chance went a little wide and cut in and didn't know, so he hit him, crashed, but Joe wasn't – he's not super happy yet with his bike settings either, as far as suspension goes. He's just a little different than the other guys. Rides a little different style.
Yeah.
So he needs something different, and I think that we need to figure out how to get it for him. And, you know, even though he speaks English good, and maybe it's not even a language barrier thing. Maybe it's just, you know, like any other rider with communicating with the...
What's rebound and what's hard, what's hit.
You know, it is. Like, some riders think that bottom end is, like, you know, 8,000 RPM.
Right.
Stuff like that. We got to figure him out a little bit more so we can improve the bike for him.
All right, last thing. A few weeks ago, I had a photo of the production 2025 Hondas in my hands. Unleaked photo, and I texted you and said, you know, I got this photo. I said, if I will not release this unless I get a Honda Cub early 90s edition. And like, you were like, you're not getting a Cub. And I want you to know, I took the high road. My bluff didn't work. It did not work. I didn't release the photos, but way to call my bluff. And, like, you know, I could have posted those photos.
You could have. I did give you an option with the Euro, the Japanese version, the electric version, but you weren't having it.
No.
And the first one was the Super Cub that they make right now.
Yeah.
And you weren't happy with that either.
No, I wanted the old plastic one.
Yeah, the old plastic one that is somehow like a cult classic.
Yeah.
Like, people love that thing.
So, I mean, I could have. You called my bluff. Good job. Yeah, you outthought me. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you. I like it. Really? We'll work on that. You know, we'll find one for you.
Really wanted that cub in return for those photos, but
where are you going to ride this cub, dude? Like, where are you going to ride it? You are never going to ride. Just you can be like your 500 in your bedroom.
Yeah, I don't.
Just sit there.
Yeah.
I guess
around my neighborhood. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is cool though. Those things are sweet.
Props for outsmarting me, Lars. Good job today. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.